I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. David Schultz Jr., a property owner in Hobbs, was cited by Hobbs Animal Control for a case of possible animal cruelty involving two dead rabbits, four starving cats, and other animals. Acting on a complaint from a neighbor reported a foul smell coming from a home in the 900 block of West Cooper. The neighbor also viewed dead animals. Animal control officers went to the home on September the 7th and discovered the animals. And according to reports, Schultz told the animal control officers that he had been gone for several weeks working out of town in Texas. Reports indicate that Schultz asked his daughter to look after the animals, but she was unable to do so because of a busy work schedule and had an unreliable vehicle to get to his father's home for several weeks. 27-year-old Christopher Nathan Beltran of Roswell, who allegedly shot and killed his ex-girlfriend in June of last year, pleaded guilty to one count of second-degree murder and a plea deal in 5th District Court in Roswell on Monday. According to reports, 34-year-old Dominique Gonzalez was found shot to death by Roswell police inside the front door of a residence in the 400 block of East 4th Street. Beltran was originally charged with first-degree murder. Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Ronchetti was in Albuquerque on Wednesday to unveil his crime plan, which includes expanding the three strikes law if elected governor.
We're proposing a change in the three strikes law, and that change would effectively start to widen out the laws that would be covered under this.
The three strikes law went into effect in the state in 1994, and Ronchetti would expand the law to include
kidnapping, aggravated assault, things like that all need to be added in to our three strikes law across the state.
And we thank our news partner, KOAT-TV, for contributing to this report. By the way, Ronchetti will be in Hobbs for a meet and greet on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Baymont Wyndham Hotel at 3510 North Central. The City of Carlsbad Sanitation Department reported a total of 96 tons of trash between June and August of this year was dumped into the Sandpoint landfill east of Carlsbad. And most of that trash came from increased construction projects across Eddy County. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.